Greetings, dear ones. I'm Cryon of Magnetic Service. They say that this is the farewell channel. It is not. It is interesting about the multidimensional aspects of consciousness and love, of compassion and remembrance. All of them carry energies that are not fleeting or transparent. They're physical. You can go and call up a memory and feel it all again. It's not gone. If it were gone, you couldn't do that. It etches itself somewhere, supposedly in your brain, but dear ones, it's part of a conscious remembrance. What you do, what you felt. If it's significant enough, you'll remember it in your last breath. That's how powerful it can be. There is no farewell channel. But this is the end of this particular saga, this tour. And this day in Rome was specific and planned as the last day. I have a question for you. You're on this tour, many of you, because you're in a state of searching. Some of you are seekers and have been all your life. And some of you have just awakened to the potentials that might be there. Each old soul here has their own path, and it is unique. But the new energy of the planet pokes you and asks you questions. Is this accurate? Is this over here real? Why do I feel the way I do, you might say? What is going on with me that would cause weeping? What is going on with me that would cause frustration? Why don't I like this? Why do I like that? When there has been nothing like this happen before. And so I want to address this with another question. If you are aware of the fact that you are here because you're a seeker, do you think it is the first lifetime that you ever did that? Do you think it's the first lifetime that you ever woke up and questioned that which was inside and ask, what about these changes? Is there more? What does it mean to me? What's next? Dear ones, you've done that lifetime after lifetime after lifetime. So then it comes to the next question. If you were indeed a spiritual seeker, is it possible that perhaps that within the history of this country, and especially this city, Rome, and the other country called the Vatican, is it possible that you might have been part, openly, of being a seeker when you felt the love of the Master? How it turned out, that is in your Akash. What it meant to you, that is in your Akash. But some of you were here. Remember, what you see here that represents the Master is from the 12th century. You had hundreds of years to be part of these things. And they weren't always here. They could have been in the buildings of other countries and still had an effect on you of remembrance. Sometimes it's the music. Other times it's the smell of the candles if they are lit properly. And I wanted to take this moment to remind you that it is all there. And a seeker like yourself has probably felt these things before. So many of you, perhaps part of the oldest spiritual system in the West, might have then joined it in some way, or looked at it in some way, or shunned it in some way that would give you a reaction that you had today. There's a lot more. There are no rights and wrongs, dear ones, in the love of God. There's also a review. I say to you this: do not study and be frustrated with the minutiae of love, for it is almost beyond that which is comprehensible to the human being. Evolution will eventually involve consciousness that will fully embrace and understand some of the puzzles that some of you have even today about what might have happened on the planet, what your involvement is, trying to figure these things out. I ask you, if somebody stood in front of you and in all honesty and purity and beauty, and they said, looking into your eyes, I love you. I love you. Would you then look back at them and say, prove it. Prove it. I don't believe you until you prove it. They wouldn't be able to prove love. It is a multi-dimensional emotion that goes way beyond any logic, any proof, any understanding, and it touches heart to heart to heart. And that is why this is the compassion tour. Looking at everything with the compassion for its time, for its day, perhaps for its appropriateness, and also something that will be controversial that I'll say, perhaps the compassion tour will be a time to say goodbye to the old energy of this particular belief system. For it will change. For hundreds and hundreds of years, Peter was the rock, and all studies pointed to him. Peter the rock, and all doctrine pointed to him. Dear ones, that's about to change. There'll be an acknowledgement that Peter, as strong and as divine as his words and his beliefs were, represent an older time where human consciousness is beginning to accelerate in love and compassion to better understand what the Master of Love said and meant. He never asked anyone to suffer. He did not say, I've come here for you to suffer. He never asked anyone to do anything but understand that you could be like him. And this is going to start to change the belief systems around this planet, but especially here. It has already begun with rewriting some of the concepts that are dark, some of the concepts that don't honor God, such as judgment and punishment and horror, and the description of a place where even children might go if they didn't do something correctly. That may have worked, dear ones, for an older energy of lower consciousness, and today it does not. And therefore, what you saw today, the buildings, the museums, all that was history, is about to move off of the peg of an old energy. Dear ones, it will survive, but it will survive in a light that is brighter and more understanding, more forgiving, more friendly, more benevolent, and more compassionate. I want you to remember these days, for when your children's children come here someday, and they look upon the things that you saw it's going to be very different. Very different. But the leadership needs your light, like this country needs your light, like the leadership of all of the countries you come from need your light, in order for harmony to start happening on a regular basis. And it will. I am Kryon. I have come to show you these things are real, not to tread upon anyone's faith or tear away anybody's love, but to enhance it and say, God may be bigger than all of you know in your heart. Big enough to have created the universe, small enough to fit in your heart. That's how big God is. Go from this place changed in remembrance of the friendships you've met, and let them remain until your last breath. And so it is.